This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is claiming success in a U.S. negotiated ceasefire between Turkey and Syrian Kurds. But as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, not everybody agrees with the president's assessment.
As he claimed success, the president was quick to note the withdrawal was hammered just a few weeks ago.
Now people are saying, wow, what a great outcome.
Seth Jones at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it is, but not for the U.S.
It is the Russians.
Jones says Vladimir Putin's filling the vacuum the U.S. created by leaving Syria, just the latest toehold Putin's grabbed in the region.
Virtually every major country in the Middle East now has to go through Moscow as part of its political and military deliberations. Not Washington.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, Democrats pursuing their impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump demanded Wednesday that the State Department release key documents they had subpoenaed about his efforts to pressure Ukraine to open investigations to help him politically. Lawmakers said the State Department was withholding emails, text messages, diplomatic cables, and other information in its files from the last several months that were directly related to the expanding impeachment investigation. The new demands came as around two dozen pro-Trump Republican members of Congress stormed into Wednesday's closed-door impeachment session uninvited and demanded that the Democrats hold public sessions and release transcripts of earlier testimony. Democrats on the three committees leading the impeachment inquiry say that Republican committee members have full access to the meetings and equal time to ask questions. They have also pledged to release full transcripts of all testimony. This